1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Winona Ryder is guilty. I know Margaret Gray is in front of the courthouse in Beverly Hills. And what's your read on this, Margaret, so far?
Well, I think it's absolutely, Phil, a misunderstanding. I think Winona, as we all know Winona, a very talented young lady who was in Saks Fifth Avenue researching an acting role, who was...
No, okay, that was brought out in the trial.
No, but they didn't understand it, Phil, and I know a lot of your listeners won't. Actors and actresses research their parts for films. If, for instance, Nick Nolte in the wonderful Tour de Force Down and Out in Beverly Hills playing a homeless man, my understanding was he slept for a couple of nights on a bench. And
no, I that's method acting. Is that what they call that?
Well, I don't know if it's method acting. She was researching a part. Winona Ryder, Phil, has no reason to shop at Saks. She shops on Rodeo. She shops on El Paseo. She's looking at the fall line in Rome. This is a young woman, very stylish, and what has happened here, I think, is what typically happens to celebrities. They are singled out. They are indicted by the court system. They are held up as an example of someone who I guess is too successful. Is that it? I guess Winona would be better served if she were homeless herself. Maybe she should have a drug problem. Is that what people want? I'm really shocked. I'm stunned. I think it'll be reversed on appeal.
All right. You're basically saying the woman is not guilty because she wasn't stealing. She was shoplifting. She was stealing.
She was researching a role.
Well, but she was trying to leave the store with this stuff according to security, right?
Well, Phil, but that's different. That is different from regular people. You and the people listening to your program steal and leave, and there is no reason to steal. She had a reason to steal, and that is...
But to research a film role.
Actors do it all the time. Now, you know this. I'm surprised the Beverly Hills police don't know it. The shock is this, that Winona Ryder, in attempting to research this role and taking these items from Saks, has been fined. There needs to be, and Phil, I will be in Sacramento next week. I'll be talking to Assemblyman McClinton. There really needs to be a law passed where it does become tax deductible. Because...
Well, you're asking for Winona Ryder not only to be innocent, but the things that she was taking are tax deductible.
Can I ask you a question?
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
The magazines and the newspapers that you buy for your radio show, are they tax deductible?
Yes, they are.
The television you watch, the cable, is that tax deductible?
Because of my job, yes, it is.
And because of Winona Ryder's job as an actress, the United States Treasury Department calls it research. She was researching a role. She was shoplifting things.
She goes home, it goes into her closet, and you're telling me the government should pay her for that?
She's researching. Yes, it goes into her closet.
And does she get to wear it for her personal use?
Phil, I'm telling you right now, this is Saks Fifth Avenue. This is a glorified Walmart. No one with the fashion sense, and certainly not the money of Winona Ryder, shops at Saks Fifth Avenue. I think the mere thought of it is amusing at worst, and I could soil my underwear at best. Just the thought of that makes me laugh. And for people to want to indict Winona because she happens to be beautiful, she happens to be young, and oh yeah, happens to be one of the most talented actresses we have, I think is still very, very wrong. And the spectacle at this courthouse, I think it's because there's just no other news going on that so many people are picking on this child. The media is starved for a story. And I really think that in the months ahead, you're going to see an awful lot of people apologizing to a very gifted, a very talented, and a very gracious young lady.
All right, Margaret Gray is at the Beverly Hills Courthouse. Winona Ryder found guilty, which you think is a miscarriage of justice, obviously, Margaret.
And there are a lot of people who agree with me.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Is she guilty of shoplifting, or did this lady, is Winona Ryder guilty only of doing research for a movie role? And do you think actors and actresses should be allowed to steal things if it is researching a movie role, and then it becomes tax deductible?
Absolutely, Phil. I think it is something, And I know I spoke with Jerry, not Jerry Springer. I did talk to Jerry yesterday, but Charlie Rose wants to do something on this, and I am really interested in getting in there and getting my hands in it, digging through it with Charlie and talking about what is happening to a lot of these actors. When you look at a Jason Priestley who is researching his role as an alcoholic, he goes out, he drinks, which is what you need to do if you are researching your role as an alcoholic. He runs into some private property. No one is killed, and yet he's arrested. Is that interesting?
And you're telling me you don't think he should be?
Oh, my God, no. He's researching a role. I guess I'm talking to myself here.
No, you're not talking to yourself. If Jason Priestley...
He's playing a drunk. So he goes out, he gets drunk...
Gets in a car, kills somebody...
He didn't kill anyone. And this is where you people in the media blow it all out of proportion. He killed no one. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, Phil...
He killed no one. This is something else.
He killed no one. Now, the other thing I want to mention, and this bears repeating... Winona Ryder, one of our most gifted and beautiful young actresses, was held up to a modern media spectacle that I hope never happens again. She is entitled, as you know, many celebrities have private entrances into salons, spas, etc.
Well, I know, because they don't want to get mobbed by autograph hounds.
Yes. I don't know why the city of Beverly Hills could not have provided her a private entrance into the courtroom and a private trial. No cameras.
Wait a minute. The people have a right to witness judicial proceedings in this country.
This is different. This is a young actress. She's terribly high-strung. I think it should have been private. I think it should have been relaxed. I think she should have been afforded some bathroom breaks and some lunch breaks. She's a very big fan of Montclair Flatwater. There was none. She has a massage a day. There was none. She is used to a hot towel with her meals. There was none. And on and on and on go the atrocities committed against one of our most talented, gifted, beautiful, and dare I say maligned and mistreated young actresses. But first and foremost, Phil, I think we really need to get the tax deductible issue through Congress, because I know they go on recess after Christmas.
Well, all right. There's no way they're going to give her a Montclair Flatwater and a massage in the middle of her trial. Okay, there's no way that's going to happen.
Oh, really? And what court are you a judge in?
There's no way.
What court are you a judge in? This is a unique situation.
All right, but the other thing about an actor or an actress being allowed to go out and break the law because they're researching a part for a movie.
So long as no one gets hurt. All right, now, for instance, I'll give you an example. If Jason Priestley had run over a child during that night that he hit the garbage can, you remember that?
Yeah.
I think a very, very stiff fine is in order. But I'm saying, if no one gets hurt, you let them go because they are providing a service as actors in a film. And Winona Ryder should have been allowed to walk free, and not only that, the thing she stole tax deductible.
All right, well, a lot of my listeners probably don't understand what we're talking about. We're talking about...
Well, it's Stanislavski. It's the method. Stanislavski, one of the very early Russian theater teachers.
Okay, that's fine. But the point is, when actors go into a part, they want to become the part.
So when I was a young actress and I was reading, and I was doing a lot of readings in town, I want to tell you a story. I was a young actress, and I was up for Linda Evans, eventually got the part, but I was up for the Audrey part in Big Valley.
I remember that movie.
Yes, I was up for that. I was doing readings, and I remember we were doing a revival of Sweet Charity at Equity Waiver over here on Melrose. I played the part, excuse my French, of a lady of the evening. Now, I was much younger then, and I'm not proud of this, but I went out and performed oral sex on probably, and I wasn't married, 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, wait, okay. I understand what you're saying, that you do. You don't have to get into the graphic part.
No, but I'm saying I had to do that. And you know that? The LA Times said that I was a revelation in the part. And I can still remember the minute you walk in the room, heel kick, heel kick. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know Sweet Charity. All right, I got to take a break here, Margaret. And the essential question to the audience...
If I can repeat the words of Uta Hagen, be the character. Be the character. Uta Hagen, Phil, comes from Wisconsin, believe it or not. You wouldn't know that with a name like that. But she always said, be the character. So if you're playing a bum, be a bum. If you're playing a drunk, be a drunk. And if you're playing a shoplifter for Girl Interrupted, a wonderful movie, Angelina Jolie, Academy Award, be the shoplifter.
All right. These are very controversial and highfalutin notions. I don't know if any of them are really operable. We're talking here with Margaret Gray, who is at the Beverly Hills Courthouse. 1-800-449-8686. Because Winona Ryder was researching a part for a movie, and because actors often research parts for movies, they should be allowed a little bit of leeway when it comes to the law. Shoplifting, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. Drinking and driving, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. She thinks it was a miscarriage of justice, and they're trying to push through a bill. If an actor is caught with stolen goods, and it was stolen in researching a part, not only do they not have to give the stuff back, they get a tax break. Do you think that actors and actresses should get tax breaks for things they steal from department stores? And do you think that actors should be allowed to drink and drive if they're researching a part for a film? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Because you know Robert Blake was up for that part, Phil, and I think it's terrible.
But you can't say that Robert Blake, it's all right for him to kill somebody.
No, I'm not saying that. And I think there should be a very stiff fine. But the fact is, Robert Blake, I don't think, if he killed her, intended to kill her so much as he wanted to know, to get into the feel, to get his hands in there and really dig around in what it is to be a murderer. And unfortunately, Bonnie Blakely was between Robert and a Golden Globe. And it happens. It happens.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. I think that's absurd. But can actors commit crimes if they're researching parts for movies so long as nobody gets hurt? Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Phil, I just wanted to let you know, I thought at first this was a comedy bit. I don't think I've ever heard a more absurd argument in my entire life. So what she's saying is the law shouldn't apply, and I guess because it would be impossible to draft a statute that would catch this catch-all that actors should be able to do what they want when they're researching a role, because who's to say what a role is, that the law shouldn't apply.
So what is your point?
How do you draft the law to hold people accountable for their actions?
I didn't draft the law. I'm simply saying that if she steals something, that it becomes tax-deductible. She doesn't pay a fine. The government pays her.
So I should pay. The government gets his money from me. And you. So we should pay when
Winona
Ryder steals something.
Do you go to movies?
And then says, well, I was researching a role.
Well, who got hurt, sir? Who got hurt?
We all get hurt. When people steal,
yes,
prices
we
go
all
up.
Get...
Oh, really?
And the law is applicable to everybody,
well,
regardless of their
much.
Profession.
You go to see the mafia movies. I go to see mafia movies. I love films. I loved all of these Francis Ford Coppola takes on the mafia. We all love the mafia, and yet they steal from us every day.
So
I don't see
I'm not going to pay for somebody to become part of the mafia so they can research a role.
No, but you put money into their pocket. You put money into their pocket by watching Sopranos and walking around with two.
I put money in the mafia's pocket by watching the Sopranos.
Yes, you do.
You hear what you're saying?
No, you walk around with a pinky finger up. You walk around with but you people. I don't know about you.
Okay.
You people.
Yes. They walk around with, and I don't know what the nonsense is, it's no good, and all of that guinea talk. And I really think it's offensive. Really do.
All right, listen, Chris, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I don't see how anybody puts money into the mafia's pocket by watching The Sopranos.
Because they then want to go into Italian restaurants in Little Italy that are owned by members of different crews. They put money because they want to pretend that they're Italian, sit, pour wine, and talk with their mouths full in everything that they do. This is what people want. They want to do what the Italian does. And that's how money goes into their pocket.
All right. We're talking about Winona Ryder.
Yes, I didn't mean to get off the subject.
And Winona Ryder should be allowed to steal because she's researching a movie role.
Absolutely. As long as no one gets hurt. And what she's been put through, I think, is terrible.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Charlotte, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Okay, what I wanted to say is, no, she did not have to steal to study for the role. All they would have had to have done was to have
the
producer or the director go into that store and say, listen, Winona Ryder is coming in. She does not know I'm talking to you. She is going to be shoplifting. Please do not stop her, and we will take care of what she's stolen later.
I work in Hollywood. It doesn't work that way. You'd have to inform
baloney.
I work in Hollywood. It doesn't work that way. You'd have to inform the entire security staff of the store. It's impractical and improbable.
No, you wouldn't have to inform the entire security.
She would know that they know. You see what I'm saying?
No, she wouldn't know that they knew.
She would know that they knew.
No way. Now, she is guilty again, and she needs to pay like everybody else.
Let me ask you a question. What if she's sleeping with the director?
Well, then that's her problem.
She'd know that they knew because
well, then she is
her.
A slut, isn't she?
No. Who said she was a slut?
Well, you said she was sleeping with the director.
I said, what if? You know, this gets down to a lot of jealousy on the part of people that don't really know what it's like to be an actor or an actress. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it is funny because there are millions of us out there that could care less about being an actor or an actress.
People are acting, and I can tell you right now, what happened to Winona Ryder was a miscarriage of justice.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you ever shut up and let anybody else talk?
When I hear something sensible said, then I shut up. But when I hear someone dribbling away from their eastern Pennsylvania hamlet, no, I never shut up.
Yeah,
I don't
being
laughed at. Stop laughing.
No,
lady,
I won't stop
the
laughing
lady
because
can laugh
it's the most
want...
ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No, I'm asking you, Phil, to tell her to stop laughing.
She can laugh if she wants to. You're asking that Winona Ryder be given a tax deduction for stealing and have her own private entrance to the courtroom?
Oh,
and I'm saying that is not necessary. And it's the same way with a drunk person who's studying to be a drunk driver.
Why do actors get these privileges, in your opinion, Margaret?
The motion picture industry makes billions of dollars every year. You want to know why? Because they make people happy. They give people they give people something to do when they're sad. They give people a diversion. They create for seven stinking bucks, Charlotte, they create a world that you can escape into. And what do they get for it? They get arrested. They get called drunks and whores and sluts. We slap them around in public. We photograph them and lead them into the courthouse. You saw Nick Nolte. He looked like something like a cat drug across the street. God!
May I say something now?
Go ahead, Charlotte.
There are hundreds of people in this country who...
They allow you to escape from your miserable experience, and what do?
There you go
down,
again.
Lay
you
down
won't
seven
let
bucks, and you go, oh, God, it's so expensive.
Go ahead, Charlotte. Margaret, allow this lady to finish.
What I am trying to say is there are hundreds and thousands of people
if
in this country
knows how to
every
write
day
on
who do wonderful things for people.
Yes.
Who, if they were would go out and rob a store or get drunk and drive, would be DUI and would have to pay like anybody else.
Don't you write off that upper plate?
Do I what?
Do you write off your upper plate?
I don't even know what you're talking
about. I'm talking about the false teeth. Can't you write those off?
I have no idea.
What you pull out of your glass every morning, bedside, don't you write it off? She's laughing at me again. Oh.
Well, yes, because I don't have false teeth, and don't you wish I did?
Well, then what makes you talk that way?
Talk what way?
Well, there's a kind of a clicking. I'm hearing a sort of a tongue.
Well, if you're hearing
all right.
a clicking.
1-800-449-8686. We are talking with Margaret Gray about Winona Ryder, who was found guilty today. She thinks it's a miscarriage of justice. As an actress, she ought to be allowed to research her roles, and one of them might be stealing, shoplifting.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret, if you're still there, I wanted to ask you a couple more questions.
Yes.
You mentioned Winona Ryder. She's an actress, and she has to research her parts. And we heard the same excuse, by the way.
Bill, it's not an excuse.
No, we heard the same excuse from the attorney. You know...
Look, you trying to pander to your audience really gets old. It really...
Why do you think I'm pandering to my audience?
Because you're sitting there and saying, you know, she should have to be held accountable, and so on and so forth. Phil, I've seen you at parties. I've seen you with some of these stars. You're just as knocked out as anybody. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I had a very, very late Chinese lunch. I'm so sorry.
Well, that just about shut down this show.
What?
That belch.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to make a point.
Then make the point.
I won't be yelled at, Phil.
Make the point.
In researching her part, she has to go and live the life. And I mentioned when I researched Sweet Charity.
I know, you gave oral sex to 40 different guys.
Well, you say that like it's something I ought to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I would think that it is something you're ashamed of.
I was doing it for the art, and I wasn't married. Thank you very much, Jesus H. Christ. I didn't know you just got off the cross.
I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody else. I'm saying it isn't something that I would admit on the air that I gave oral sex to 30 or 40 guys.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't either. But I'm a girl. It's different, isn't it?
All right, okay.
And by the way, I wrote off the chapstick. And I guess you think that's funny, don't you? I guess you think that that's really a riot, don't you?
You wrote off what?
I wrote off all my chapstick for the next year. Are you laughing?
I think it's amusing.
Well, you better stop, because I'll come through the phone. I don't like being laughed at when I'm making a point. And the point I was making was...
I know. You did Sweet Charity, Equity Waiver, Melrose Avenue, and the L.A. Times called you a revelation.
Those scabs on my knees almost won me an Emmy. And what have you won?
I'm not saying that you're not... Just have some class. Have some class. About what you're admitting to.
Still, I still remember it as if it was yesterday. The minute you walked in the room, I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. 2, 3, 4, twist, pivot, oh, the minute you walked in the...
Are you going to do the whole show for me? I got it already. I understand you were a revelation, according to the L.A. Times. But to come on my program and say researching a role is necessary for the art... Look, Margaret, you could give oral sex to the entire male population of the San Luis Obispo colony. That would be fine with me.
Thank you very much for thinking I'm a slut.
Well, you're the one that said you gave 40... Whatchamacallits to 40 guys... That's not against the law, necessarily. What she did is against the law.
Oh, and somebody really got hurt. I think you need to understand...
When are you ever going to be wrong? Just once be wrong.
The entire male population of the California colony at San Luis Obispo, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Good.
So you got to hear the finale of Sweet Charity.
Go ahead.
Listen to the finale. The minute you walked in the room, Grand Chate, chase down, pass to do, spin down. I was a bit...
Sound like a freaking man.
Thank you.
Let's talk about a little bit about what happened on yesterday's show. This is Brad Rifkin from Rifkin Productions, and he had a show idea called Catfight, where they go into different malls with hidden cameras and provoke fist fights between women. Let's listen.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
If you walked up without my wife knowing it and smacked my kid, I would hunt you down and kill you.
No, you.
That is straightforward. You
first,
have no right for you or somebody to lay a hand.
Well, wait a minute. Your wife's going to... But you're going to be on TV. Your kid's going to be on TV. See, that's the whole thing that you didn't know. You don't, no, of course you don't want your kid smacked. I wouldn't want my kid smacked. But I would want my kid smacked if I could be on television.
Oh, no, I would.
You wouldn't?
No, I would not.
All right, let me ask you something. Are you trying to tell me that if Clint Eastwood walked up to your kid and kicked your kid, say, about 10 feet down the mall, you'd try to kill Clint Eastwood? I don't think
Clint Eastwood would be in jail at that time because I would press full charges on him and anybody else associated with him on that deal.
Yeah, that's, it doesn't matter if they're... Doesn't
nobody
matter
else has the right to touch him.
All right, can I ask, is Arlene there? Arlene,
yes.
Arlene, this is Brad Rifkin.
Yes.
Can you tell me who your favorite film actress is, who you've enjoyed over the years in many of her motion pictures?
Oh, you're taking me off guard, not right now, but...
Well, I'm just curious. Do you like, for instance, Meryl Streep? Do you
yes.
All right. What if Meryl Streep walked up to your child and picked him up by his collar and threw him up against a wall?
I'd glide into her and I'd arrest her.
But you like Meryl.
Arrest.
But wait a minute, you
because
like Meryl.
Now listen, does my kid mean
what
more to me than Meryl Streep?
Well, you like Meryl Streep, you said.
That
well,
doesn't
sure,
make
but
any...
I like my kid more. And see,
but
as far as I'm concerned, this show, all it's doing is they want women fighting, and
that's
the promotion
right.
of the show.
I'm going to ask Matt.
At the expense of traumatizing my child or my grandchild.
Ask Matt, this is Phil Hendry. Matt, would you watch a show where women are getting into fights?
As far as I didn't know, if it was, say, it was like a mud wrestling event.
Yeah, I mean, most of us
so
like that.
If going in on their own, knowing what's going on, that's fine.
Right.
If it's something else that's set up to where someone's put on surprise... somebody walking up and smacking your child in
the mall. I'll ask the question, Mr. Rifkin. Who do you like in movies? If you watch movies, Matt, who is your favorite actor?
Oh.
Well, name a good movie you saw recently. Do you like whoever? Al Pacino or something like that?
Oh, I love Al Pacino. I've been
all right. What if Al Pacino took your kid and threw him out onto some pavement?
Will you stop with that question, man? They're going to say the same thing.
I'm going to have Al Pacino arrested.
Even though you like his movies.
My child.
You like magic, don't you? What about David Copperfield? A smack on the face for your kid, and then you get a little magic. That's great television.
I think we've answered.
David Copperfield smacked my child the same thing. Nobody else but the parent.
Arlene.
Legal guardian has a right to.
Arlene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Arlene, what if Meryl Streep gave you an autograph? Would you be all right with her beating your kid?
No.
Will you stop?